Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A judicial review of the Metrolink project has been withdrawn in what Transport Minister Dara O'Brien has called an early Christmas present. Paul Hosford is the acting political editor of the Irish Examiner and he joins us now. Paul, this is a surprise but very welcome breakthrough.
Yeah, good morning, Shane. I think if you spoke to Dara O'Brien in the last kind of 10 days, he was optimistic that the mediation on this judicial review would end this way. I think once it went to mediation, it was probably always going to end in an agreement before March's judicial review. Thankfully, for everyone in Dublin now, we can look forward to getting on a metro in the next 10 years, early delivery of the Metrolink in the mid-2030s.
It would seem that an agreement has been reached that would see Transport Infrastructure Ireland by the homes of those who were who had concerns in Dartmouth Square.
Yeah, these residents in Dartmouth Square were worried about the terminus at Charlemont, which their houses will back onto. The state has offered to buy the homes from them if they want. It's really up to the residents, we understand, over the next kind of couple of years to see where they're at on that. It will probably, you know, if you do it on a kind of a case-by-case basis, if you look at the amount that homes sell for in Dartmouth Square, you're probably talking somewhere between 25 and 30 million euro for the homes. But in the context of a 13.5 billion euro critical infrastructure project, it's probably the cleanest way of doing things. I know there's a tendency to kind of look at the miniature costs or the smaller costs in these projects. But realistically, this is a 13.5 billion euro project. And you know, if it takes 25 million to get the terminus built or to get the terminus into a point where it can be built,
and I suppose
it might just be worth doing it.
It's worth making the point as well, Paul, that they do have an asset in return for buying those that can be resold at a later date as well. So it's not like it's just 25 million is going to disappear down the hole.
No, and this is concerns about these homes that have been around since the oral hearing on the Metrolink's planning permission. At one point, a company representing the residents was quoted as saying that there would be very significant damages done to the houses around the Metrolink. And when it was put to him that, you know, that they would get about €45,000 in return, he said, "Well, what can I say on behalf of the residents? You might get the wallpapering done." So these are nice houses. They're in a very desirable area of Dublin, and you know, a lot of people have made the point that being right beside the metro will not harm the property prices there. In fact, it'll probably do the opposite.
No, absolutely, absolutely. So full steam ahead now. What's the timeline that we're looking at, Paul?
Yeah, so I suppose the what we were told when the judicial review went in was that it might cause delays, but that without delays, we could be looking at mid-2030s for when this project opens. I was speaking to Dara O'Brien in recent days for an interview that will run in the Irish Examiner over Christmas. And he was talking about maybe he's asked Transport Infrastructure Ireland to examine the possibility that you would open the Metrolink in stages, that you might do the north of the county to O'Connell Street first, and then you would do the part that involves tunnelling under Dublin second, so that you might get the first part open, that you might be able to get from the airport to O'Connell Street or from the airport to up around Donabate. So the plan is mid-2030s, all going well. Whether or not all goes well still, I suppose, remains to be seen. This is a project that's been hanging around since 2005. I think at this point now there's kind of a bloody mindedness within the government to say that the next 5 years will be critical to delivering infrastructure like this. Whether or not that translates, will really decide the future of a lot of the government parties electorally, I think.
No doubt about that. Paul Hosford, Acting Political Editor of the Irish Examiner. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
I know I shouldn't laugh, but the idea that it'll happen within 10 years, do you believe that?
I don't know. I'm optimistic. There's plenty of projects, as we know, that have run over time. But there's also projects we did it well with the roads. The roads were on budget and on schedule. So maybe it is going to be challenging. But
it's going to be a challenge. There are three companies bidding for it as well, which means that, you know, that there is an interest at a construction level in this project.
This is done in other cities. It's not rocket science, you know. It's doable. So let's just get on and build it at this stage.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.